would hope that this board make no action that in any way would limit anyone's desire to step up, throw their hat in the ring, do the hard thing that all the five of us have done, and expose ourselves to public scrutiny for the benefit of trying to make a difference in your community.
That was Escambia County Commissioner Doug Underhill at the February 10th meeting, where they were talking about scheduling a hearing in order to vote on the resign to run that would ban county employees from running for political office at the time. It could have been for any office, and they kind of decided just to make it against themselves for their own commission seats. That was the ordinance up for a vote last night, and when it came up suddenly in the middle of the meeting, in order, not out of order, but in order, there was no announcement, no conversation, nothing whatsoever. The entirety of the conversation about this that we've spent many minutes on this show talking about went like this.
Passes unanimously. Okay, the 534, I have no speakers. Is anyone here to speak to the 534? No speakers?
Move the item in the affirmative.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and second on the 534. Please vote. The 534 passes unanimously. All right.
And the person who moved the item was Commissioner Underhill. So it passed 5-0 with no conversation, no elaboration, no announcement to the public that that was even the item under discussion. He joins us now by phone. Commissioner Underhill, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Always good to be with you.
Hey, good to have you. So I have seen some of the comments that you have, and you and I have been chatting back and forth on Instant Messenger. But I'll just be honest, I don't understand. You were adamantly on principle opposed to this. You certainly see the implications that this has for discouraging employees from running who are themselves often the most qualified and knowledgeable to run for these offices. And you see the appearance of corruption that this has in trying to protect county commissioners' seats from being challenged by people that work for them. Why did you move this item and vote for it?
Because, as you said, Andrew, I articulated a position. The other commissioners articulated something that was sort of like a position, but it was really kind of hard to unpack. It really came down to nothing. But I'm really not even sure why it came up, because there is nobody trying to run against one of them. So this is just it's an absurd stupidity in a county whose jail is a crime against humanity, and it's roads and bridges are certainly a crime against engineering. So I brought it up. I talked about it last week. You've been talking about it for almost daily for a week. It's been chatted about, and everybody was clutching their pearls over on Escambia Citizens Watch and talking about it. And at the day on the day of the battle, not one single citizen showed up.
Agreed.
So what that told me was that nobody really, it wasn't that important to anybody. I don't see any members of our staff who are contemplating running against a commissioner. That there's no injured party there. If this is the government that we want, and it's not worth coming down to a meeting that was scheduled at a very specific time too, so it wasn't even one of those where you had to wait all night. You knew it was going to be early in the meeting. But literally not a single person showed up. And I can't remember who it was that said it, but it said that our society is not governed by the majority, but it's governed by the majority who show up. Well, we're not showing up. And so at the end of the day, when I looked out in the crowd and I saw that there was not a soul there who was engaged in this matter enough to come down to the meeting and make their voice heard, an amazing privilege we have as Americans, then I realized that, okay, well, this isn't an important enough issue, and fine, let's just move on to the other issues of the day that we've got to talk about.
So I get a lot of that, and as you said, as somebody who's kind of made a big deal about this issue and clearly expressed my strong opposition to it on the air, if all the people who listen to this show, none of them decided to show up to the meeting last night, maybe in part because they're resigned that this commission isn't going to do what they say anyway, but at least none of them showed up, that's a read of where the community is at. I get all of that. What I don't get is I've never seen you take a position on principle on something and then turn around and not only vote for the item that you oppose on principle, but actually move the item and then vote on it. That's the part that I'm completely baffled by.
Well, so there's two items here, right? There's it's what I think is wrong, but you have to keep in mind I'm an elected official, so yes, my voice gets heard more, I suppose. But at the end of the day, I'm one citizen, right? I'm one citizen, and that's how I feel. None of my constituents feel strongly enough about that to come out and do anything. So remember, my job up there is not to give you my opinion. I know that's kind of hard for people to believe sometimes when you watch the way our board works, but My job up there is to represent what's important to the people.
Did you hear from? I know you got at least an email from Jacqueline, but did you hear from people one way or the other about this proposal, or was it just a silence? And you know, I was the only one who seemed to care.
Certainly, yeah. And you're right, Andrew. Our county constituency is resigned to the insanity that our board has become. You know, we've got three commissioners lining their pockets with $45,000 a year that they are not entitled to, and nobody has come down to our meetings and shaken the shamey finger at them, right? I would think that, you know, they wouldn't even be able to go to the grocery store without somebody coming up to them and telling them, shame on you. And really, that's the important part about our representative democracy and representative the way our republic works, is that citizens have to hold us accountable every day. Not just on election day, because on election day, all you get as choices is either what you got or somebody you don't know.
Right. Yeah. And it's hard to remember all of the votes for the last 4 years. I totally agree with that.
Right. And what do we know the quote that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. That's not, we often use that when we talk about the military, but it's about you too. It's about everybody, you know, really tending to these things. You got Pam Childers, you know, standing practically alone, fighting against what everybody knows is a criminal enterprise. But how many letters have been written to the governor about these commissioners?
Yeah, and by the way, I actually sense that too. I sense that a lot of people have given up. I do sense that. A lot of people have given up. And I know in my own assessment, because I thought about coming down to the meeting for the first time ever, and I thought, you know, I had a date night that came up as a possibility, so I did that instead. But I was really dithering over whether to show up. And would I be more effective scolding Commissioner Bragash to his face and the other commissioners as well, who have barely, as you said, made a peep about explaining their viewpoint on this? And I actually decided that even if I had the opportunity, I think I might be counterproductive for making my voice heard on this, frankly. But I was surprised. I was surprised that nobody stood up, and I was surprised. But I understand the representation argument too. I still think you should have voted against it, but obviously, you know, you're accountable for your vote to your entire constituency. Doug, I got to go because we got to take a break. But hey, always good to hear from you. I appreciate you coming on the radio and explaining your vote.
Anytime, Andrew.